Veterans Voice is a show that connects veterans and active members of the military to qualified guests who help you find programs and benefits you qualify for and discuss housing, education, career training, and other topical matters. Every show addresses issues that affect your life. Call in and share your experience. 781-837-4900.
Welcome, everybody. Greg Brasso, your host of Veterans Voice Radio. And if we sound and look any different, I don't bother looking at us because the cameras are turned off. Here we are, guests in a new, brand new studio that we're just here visiting for tonight. But next week we'll be back in our regular studio. So we hope to bring you the same type of show, the same kind of content. We get a couple of great guests, and we have Justin and Jenny here.
Hey,
in,
guys, how are we doing?
How you doing tonight, Justin?
A little strange being in another studio. It's like we're in a different neighborhood. We're trying to find our way around.
Oh, no kidding. You know, we're not that good as it is, and now they throw this trick.
They're handicapping us tonight.
Oh, boy.
But always glad to be here.
It's not fair, but... And Jenny, thanks for coming in again, dear. You're always welcome.
Always.
Thanks for being here. And tonight, our new good friends of the Veterans Voice Network, we have actually it's a revisit of the school. It is a one of the best remaining career technical school programs that there are in the area with all of the for profits that went away some years ago. This group was one of the few that succeeded and survived. And now maybe you're doing pretty well, I hope. But we're going to find out. So, Michael, thanks for coming in tonight.
Thanks for having me. I'm from Benjamin Franklin Cummings Institute of Technology. We changed our name. We used to be BFIT. So we are now the school formerly known as BFIT.
Okay.
Or Franklin Cummings Tech.
All right. And how where did the Cummings, if I could ask... That came in within the last couple of years?
Just the last couple of years.
Yeah.
Cummings is the Cummings family are up in the Woburn area. They have a lot of real estate, a wonderful family. And they were looking for a way to build their legacy and gave a lot of money to a lot of great causes and gave $12.5 million to our school.
Wow.
And
can they give them my address, please,
right, exactly.
My phone number? I'll take their call.
Right.
You know, not a problem. I'm sure that between myself, Jenny, and Justin, we can find somebody to answer the phone.
That's right. There might be just a couple of dollars just lying around.
But that kind of adds credibility and legitimacy to your program.
That's right. I mean, we've been known forever. We were the Franklin Institute. We were BFIT. Now as Franklin Cummings Tech, we're known basically for two big things. We help people graduate and we help them get great jobs.
Yeah.
And that's what we're legendary for, and that continues.
And it continues. And the Cummings family has been a pleasant addition for you, I'm sure.
Absolutely.
You know, that nice financial influx allows you to keep on growing. And just kind of keep on going because you can't. You can't do it all on bubble gum. You need you need to have that the dollars coming in. So let me ask Michael, are veterans welcome at your college?
Oh, absolutely, and they've been welcome for a long time. We've been around since 1908, so we were started as a college for the strivers, for the new immigrants, for the veterans, for those who want more.
For the strivers, what do you mean?
Yeah, well, I mean, think about Benjamin Franklin, the ultimate striver.
The Benjamin Franklin. I think I went to school with him.
I think you might have.
I might have.
Yeah.
Or his father.
Yeah. Well, he's a local kid, made good. He was a poor kid, one of 20 maybe. And he apprenticed, and he learned his skills by working in a shop, and was a self-made success story, but never forgot where he came from.
Wow.
And gave essentially the money to help fund our school And where
did you come from, Mike?
Oh, I'm a New Yorker.
Oh.
So I'm a
All right.
born and raised.
He doesn't have a Yankees hat on, so we were watching him as he drove in.
I'm fortunate that both my mom and my dad, both products of Brooklyn. And
oh,
Brooklyn,
okay.
And Brooklyn College, both were huge Brooklyn Dodger fans.
I'm sorry.
So we've hated the Yankees for
God
my
bless
family
you.
For
God bless
years.
You. Well, you know, any Yankee haters can't be all that bad.
Exactly. So it was an easy transition to come to Boston.
I'm sure. And not for nothing, but the Dodgers just spending outrageous amounts of money. They got to be ruining the game with all of these dollars they're spending, you know?
They aren't playing fair.
No. No, it's like the old Yankees that decimated and, you know, when they were paying two or three times the rest of the country in salaries and it's open season, so.
It just makes it that much more fun when we win.
Well, welcome. You're on the right side of the fence.
Terrific.
And Michael, you didn't come alone tonight.
I did not. I'm absolutely delighted. But Ricardo's here is one of our veterans. He's a student who just started in January.
Yep.
And so really welcome. Thanks for being a part of our school and for coming this evening.
I'm happy to be here. I'm a veteran's voice speaking from the school. I'm a Boston native.
Thank you for your service, by the way, if nobody hasn't said that since you came in here. We appreciate what you did, and we thank you for putting your name on the line and taking time out of your life and going to do what you had to do when you had to do it. So thank you. You're very important to us here.
I loved every single year that I was in the service.
And what branch of the service were you?
I was actually in the Army Reserves for 11 years. I did a tour in Afghanistan back in 2013 to 2014. Pretty much, I was in the logistics field.
Okay.
So you know how the military is. You know, you get trained on all your jobs that you're supposed to do, and
yeah.
You end up doing a job that you wasn't trained on.
Yeah, but, you know, logistics is one of the highest called for job categories in the corporate world.
Oh, definitely.
Logistics is huge.
Definitely.
Huge.
The great thing about it is in the military, like I was an 88 Mike, which everyone knows is a truck driver. And eventually became an 88 hotel, which was a heavy equipment operator, so like cranes, forklifts, things like that. And every branch of the military needed us
sure.
to transport yep. everything across the world.
Yep.
So without us, you know, you couldn't do anything.
Sure.
So we was a key aspect of that. And when I was in Afghanistan, actually, I was under the 831st DDST, which we actually was retrograding everything from Afghanistan. So we was trying to save all the taxpayers as much money as possible.
Thank you very much.
Which
Thank you for
know.
That service.
I try, you know.
Yeah.
But we was part of the biggest logistical military movement in history, world history. So I was part of history. I can say that to my kids.
God bless you.
All the time.
Way to go. Way to go. And you can tell them you were on the Veterans Voice radio show.
Oh, definitely. I told them all. I was going to be on the radio. I was like, wait, yeah, right now? I'm like, no, tonight.
Yeah, yes. Well, and by Monday night, this is going to be a podcast. So you're going to be able to listen to it. Mike, if you want to use some of it as in some way and part of any of your announcements, or you can chop it up and... You know, Ricardo's got a great voice. You're not so bad yourself. And, you know, I'll try not to get in the way too much. But I think at this point, Larry, why don't we take our first break? I don't know if you can see me through 19 windows here. We'll take our first break, and we'll be back after these messages. Thanks, folks. We'll be right back. Welcome back, everybody. Greg Brasso, your host of Veterans Voice Radio, here with a couple of new friends of the radio show and very important friends. Mike Goldstein is it Goldstein? Goldstein?
Yeah, that's right.
Goldstein
yep.
is with Ben Franklin Cummings
that's
Institute
right.
of technology. Why don't you get a longer name? Jesus.
A few more donors.
You know?
All we need. Yeah. Oh, man, there's so many ways to say it badly. We've come up
not with... Not to give a bad name to Ben Franklin. Right. I mean, right. God bless him. He's given us an awful lot.
He has indeed, and the $100 bill. We are Franklin Cummings Tech.
Okay.
We tried Bifsit. That did not land.
That's a miss right there.
So Franklin Cummings Tech, some people call it FC Tech, but Franklin, we like saying Franklin. He's a real hero of ours.
And what's the history of the school? How did Ben Franklin attach his name to it?
He had this idea that compound interest, which didn't exist, wasn't a thing. In 1790, he said this newfangled idea, I'm going to give £1,000 to Boston and £1,000 to Philadelphia and see which one wins. So he was already doing competitions among the two cities. And he said, when I die, I want each city to take that money and loan it out to aspiring entrepreneurs, to artisans, to people who want to start their own business. And at 5% interest, he said, according to my math, it's going to become £100,000 in 100 years.
Yeah.
And when that money comes, I want it to go towards something big at each city that will support artisans and help the young people of each city.
Very nice.
Each
very
city
nice.
Chose something different. Yeah. Our city chose Franklin Cummings. As
wow. That. Wow. Very nice.
One.
And yeah, Ricardo's kind of happy that you did. I see him
definitely,
smiling ear to ear. And how did you, you're a Boston native, you had mentioned, Ricardo. And how did you come across, what made you think of Ben Franklin Cummings? What made you think of that
school? I still call it BFIT.
So
funny thing is, I am a Boston native. When it came to the trades, a lot of my family members are in the trades. So you got contractors.
Well, sure.
Carpenters and mechanics and plumbers and masons, you name it.
Yep.
And it kind of became something natural for me. And one of the best places in Boston to learn any trade is BFIT. There's not many options.
No, not any longer. ITT Tech, Salter, all of them. They've all gone the way of the woolly buffalo. But you know, legitimate programs stick around, and your legitimacy, in my mind, is gauged by your percentage of graduates, especially veteran graduates, in the field that they went to class for.
Yeah, that's right.
And we talked before, Mike. You said you have an extremely ridiculously high percentage of veterans placement.
We serve the same students as the community colleges. And we're a two-year and a four-year school, except that our graduation rate is three times higher than the standard community colleges in Massachusetts, and mostly because we expect our students to show up every day and be full-time as opposed to part-time. They start in their major. They don't decide what they might want to do. There's no undecided student in our school. And every student has a coach. The students who especially succeed are our vets. Our veterans graduate 20% higher than even that high percentage.
Wow.
And then typically a student graduates in their field and is working in their field about 90% of the time, just under 90%.
It's not bad. It's not bad. Go ahead, Justin.
I'm just curious, Ricardo, how did the veterans benefits work for you? Can you kind of walk us through that process a little bit? If I'm a veteran, I'm thinking about going to Franklin Institute. How would that work for me?
So pretty much you have a wide variety of services for you, for all veterans. So actually, you're Chapter 31. So through the VA, they push everything through to get me settled into school. So they pay for school. They pay me to go to school, which living in Boston, which is an amazing thing.
How was it the admission process to BFIT? Was it like you're up with a popsicle headache for 30 nights, or could you walk through it okay?
Pretty much everyone knows in the military is hurry up and wait.
Yeah.
This was push them to the door, kick them out the window.
Yeah.
So getting into BFIT, literally, I registered and everything within like a week's time.
Beautiful.
Like, from the VA side to working with my success coach, Sophia nice. Ryan, which is, she's an amazing woman. She helps out with everything that you need. Whenever it is, that's one thing I love about the school is you can contact anyone, from the professors to the success coach, everybody.
And what's your major, Ricardo?
Construction management.
Construction management. Huge, huge. Boy, you couldn't do much. I mean, that's a big one. That was a big one at ITT Tech years ago. And, boy, the construction industry has just really, really blossomed and needs good people that they can depend on. Congratulations, Ricardo.
Definitely, because I know I actually started my own construction company a couple years ago. And one day I'm trying to look at, like, Walsh Brothers and Suffolk to be, like, my competition. Where they're looking at me like, you know what, Ricardo, his company, they're doing their thing. But definitely, I know within the time frame I've been at BFIT, at Franklin Cummins, I've already had like two different job offers. And I'm just like, oh, this is my first semester.
Michael, you better tie him to the desk. They're going to lure him away with big fancy Cadillacs and ladies that look like Wolfie back there, you know? So look out. So we look out, Mike.
We have a co-op program, and there's co-ops throughout the city. And so Ricardo is going to work this summer for one of those top companies.
Oh, beautiful.
And so,
beautiful.
The idea is they're not stealing anybody. They want Ricardo to work with them, and they want Ricardo to finish.
Nice.
And they're going to pay him top dollar. Just like they pay the students top dollar at the other universities. And so we, because of our reputation, we basically, they see us as the talent scouts for their industry. We're also the only two-year college that they look to. Usually it's four-year. But because of our reputation, because of the people who came before you, Ricardo, they want our students to be
A lot of them at that company came from you already.
That's right. Definitely. That's right.
You know, and that's such a testimony. I remember when I go going out to with ITT Tech and I'd go up a company and I'd meet the hiring manager and he or she would say, oh, gee, we owe it to ITT Tech. You know, they really gave us a chance. We really didn't think we were right for a four-year college. We maybe failed a little bit, but you know, we found a home here. And Mike, it sounds like with your coach, you help kids along because all you need is a little pat in the back sometimes. And
that's right.
And it's difficult, I'm sure, for a lot of you folks.
It's really hard to be poor in the United States, and especially hard to be poor in Boston.
Yeah.
The typical student in our school, their family income is about $35,000. When they graduate, it's $53,000. So we're talking basically a meteoric path. It's a year, 2 years, 4 years, and you're middle class.
Very livable wage.
But to get there, we're talking our students are working, they're studying, they are fathers. They are members of their community. They're trying to do all of that at the same time.
So what's a week like? Ricardo, are you going to school 5 days a week from 8 to 5? What's your typical schedule like?
So my days literally are I go to school 3 days a week full time. So I have three of my classes that are all in person. My professor actually is Leslie Tuplin, which is an amazing woman as well. She's actually the director for our whole department. So we got the head running everything.
Nice.
And teaching us everything from her knowledge.
Beautiful.
And then I have an autonomous class also, which literally I have to do all my work and everything. So 2 days out the week, I'm literally spending time on that, those studies and everything.
Yeah.
Financial planning.
Yeah.
So I have construction classes from construction management, reading blueprints, every scope of a construction job.
Wow, we're being taught. Lots of computerism involved, I'm sure.
Yes. We're going to be doing a lot of CAD.
Yeah.
So making blueprints, making buildings. I actually go to sleep and have dreams of building buildings now. So,
Years ago, AutoCAD built a building on Route 128. And it was the first building designed with no paper blueprints.
It's brilliant.
They had to go a long ways to get everybody that ran that version of software, But they were way ahead of their times, and that's, you know, AutoCAD is...
That's the blueprint right now.
That's the blueprint. They're probably the number one used software company, would you say, Ricardo?
Definitely.
Yeah, so if you know how to do that program, you're pretty good to go. You can at least even start getting going.
Definitely.
You got a great start. And did you think that computers were going to be as, when you were growing up and you thought about being a crane guy or a bulldozer guy, did you ever think now you're going to be a computer head?
No, honestly, I still remember having dial-up and, you know, the fax machine. If you made a phone call,
yeah,
there's a fax coming. Get off the phone.
Yeah, exactly.
But, you know, AOL and everything, the little running man. So that's how I grew up. And
okay.
This new generation, like, I wanted to be a firefighter when I was young. So now I'm like, all right, I've touched equipment. I've traveled the world. Now I'm in school learning how to build the world.
Yeah.
And I'm literally in the right hands. I can't. I Professor Tubman, like, she's amazing.
Wow.
I tell everyone that if anything, no matter what you do in life, no matter how old you get, you should always go back to school. So that's definitely something that
they can never take that away from you. And
no.
And in your field now, are you involved in a 2-year program or a 4-year program?
I'm actually in the 2-year program right now.
Okay. And then at that point, Mike, would he be able to transfer and take that into a 4-year program if his new employer would want to pay him to go and get better and then pay him more money when he graduates?
Absolutely. And help pay for that education.
Nice. Nice.
It's the benefits.
Ricardo, way to go. Way to go. And you're getting enough of a living stipend that takes care of you, so you're able to pay all your bills through the GI Bill.
Definitely. The VA is definitely taking care of me. As you always do, take care of the vets. When you want something, you need something, all you got to do is ask.
And how was the process of dealing with BFIT? Did they give you much help, or were you, like, just set in on your own in a room with a computer and told to go figure it out?
No, there's nothing that you do by yourself. You have assistance from everyone. They know. They kind of kick me out sometimes in the admin office. I go there now just to check on them, seeing how they're doing.
Beautiful.
That's the extended family right there.
Yeah, nice. So. Nice. And you got your next 2 years there.
Definitely. BFIT is home.
Wow. Wow, that's great. Well, at this point in time, let's take a second break. I'm sure my buddy Larry is down there, two doors down. So why don't we take our break now, and we'll be back after these messages to continue with the folks from BFIT and a story on homelessness that we ran today on WATD. So take it away, Larry. We'll be back after these messages. Welcome back. Welcome, everybody. Greg Brasso, your host of Veterans Voice Radio, tripping all over the new wires. I've just about strangled myself trying to get up here. But there was a campaign that will focus on ending veterans homelessness in Massachusetts, announced by Governor Healey. WATD's Dan McCready has more.
Congressman Steve Lynch says this is really a targeted effort that will encompass a number of different areas, including direct street outreach, housing counseling, case management, and financial support.
We had a model of service in Iraq and Afghanistan that was unprecedented, where we had millions of veterans from across this country who were serving multiple tours of duty. I remember one of my last visits to Afghanistan, I sat with a small platoon of Army and also some Afghan loyalist soldiers. And I asked our men and women, I said, which tour are you on? And I said, how many here on their first tour? And a few of them raised their hand. How many are on their second tour? And a few more raised their hands. I got all the way up to 7 tours of duty before I ran out of riflemen in that platoon.
Governor Healey and other officials spoke at the New England Center and Home for Veterans in Boston.
And we filed the HERO Act, the most comprehensive veteran services legislation in over 20 years. It would increase the disabled veteran annuity, expand access to mental health services, remove the fee for the specialty veterans license plate, and so much, much more.
The goal of the campaign is to reach what is referred to as a homeless rate of functional zero among the veteran population. This means rare, brief, and non-recurring. $20 million in ARPA funding was allocated by the state legislature in 2021 to help in veterans' housing. Dan McCready, WATD News.
Welcome, welcome. Boy, that was a great story. And, you know, veterans, the state of Massachusetts has done a tremendous amount, and I'll say that our stand-downs for homeless veterans used to last for 2 days and encompass 1,000 to 1,500 veterans. We'd give them all new clothes, new boots, all sorts of medical, dental, just every benefit program was there, and it's now dropped down to about, fortunately, a half a day in Boston, because that either the vets aren't coming, which I don't believe, but I think in the audience here, Justin, you think that there's fewer out there. We as a group.
I think when you look at the veteran population, first of all, it's a lot smaller. Veterans of my generation are either now in nursing homes or passed away. The younger veterans is only 1% serving, so there's so many less veterans who are now in the community. And the resources today versus 20 years ago is just milestones. So they have the benefits of that. The VA has finally got their act together the last 20 years. The VA has the outreach centers, the vet centers. So there's so much more today than, you know, 20 years ago, never mind when I get out 50-something years ago. It's just a whole different world out there. So you see less veterans. They're out there, and it's mostly drug, alcohol-related, or mental health. And yep. So it's on one sense, it's a positive thing we have less veterans out there. It doesn't mean that we stop fighting for those veterans and looking to ways to improve their life. And Ricardo, we were just talking off the air that, you know, we're two different generations of veterans, but we understand that the needs of a veteran today is probably even more important than it was 30, 40 years ago. So,
and I think finally, the mental health issue is being identified. Ricardo, if I could ask, without getting too crazy personal, were they asking you, when you were leaving the service, how you felt? Did you feel okay? Did you have any issues? Or did they ask you any of those questions?
When I came back from overseas during the whole process, they actually did talk to us about some things about, you know, if you need help,
yep,
come talk to us.
Yep, good.
They gave us a book the size of the Yellow Pages, with everything that you can use. Like, I still have that book at my house today.
Sure.
And haven't read through it all.
Nope.
But no one ever does,
right? By the time you
read
through it all, they've changed it anyways. You're going to
start over. So job security right there.
Yeah.
But definitely, mental health is definitely a big thing. I actually have a therapist right now. Mental health, I am a big supporter of mental health. I actually am starting a nonprofit called Humble Tea in Boston for men of color to come together to talk about mental health, because it's a big disparity when it comes to mental health. And
if I got a guy to introduce you to, remind me to introduce you to our ambassador, Leroy Ashwood. He's a consummate gentleman that would love to do nothing more than to help another young man of color follow in his footsteps. As a matter of fact, I happen to have their information with me. The Brave for Veterans Incorporated, and you can take that.
Definitely.
He's been around for many years, and I'll introduce you to him, and you know, just keep us posted, Ricardo, because we're going to be starting a part of our website is going to be devoted to veteran business owners.
That's brilliant.
I love it right there. I think I might have found a new family.
Well, yeah. And what we're going to do is we're gonna record a minute and a half interview of you. We're going to put that online, and then we're going to offer a hot link to your website so that people want to know about this, whatever you know company you want to that you're involved in, and it might change over time, but we're investigating new web designers right now. Wolfie's working hard, studying up and working on his creation there to get us online. Wolfie, I have a question for you that only you could answer. Come up to the podium, please.
This is going to be. Just call me IT Wolf.
This is not IT. I know better. This is part of a huge announcement.
Oh,
one of the things that we've announced on July 3rd is the our wonderful coalition July. What did I say? July 3rd?
Yes.
July 13th in Quincy at Pageant Field is going to be our gala event. And we're going to be featuring a coalition with the Wall That Heals, the Moving Wall of Vietnam. But, Wolfie, my question is, we've just been given the approval of the U.S. Navy parachute team.
Oh, my God. We've been lobbying for that for a long time.
Now, they are Navy SEALs, but they call themselves the Leapfrogs.
That's fair.
So if we design a flyer,
yeah, we'll have Ben do a special one
with a bunch of frogs on parachutes.
Yeah, absolutely.
Or should they be seals?
Both.
Half and half.
Half and half.
Be like Noah's Ark.
Yeah. It could be.
Equal opportunity employer. No animals will be hurt in this event.
We'll have to make sure none will be hurt.
Yeah, Ben will do that right up.
Yeah.
As you all know, Ben's Kim's son, and he does all the graphic artwork for with Gala, all the crazy stuff. His dad was a submariner who wasn't smart enough to be on a nuke. He was on a diesel.
Oh.
And needless to say, he passed away pretty young. So Ben loves those crazy things because he had us parachuting when we did the Veteran Voice gifts to the Brockton VA hospital. We had him do a flyer that I said, make Santa in a tank parachuting in in a tank and then have like jeeps pulling the sleigh.
Yeah, yeah.
So he did that with everyone parachuting down onto the Brockton VA. And he did that without drugs.
What?
He's a pretty straight kid. Yeah, so he'll design. Oh, that's great. We've been really hoping for that. So Ben will design a really silly flyer.
I think, I don't know. You and I usually don't ask permission.
Not going to happen.
No. And
we
by the time.
Because
I want to ask him whether they want to be flying seals or flying frogs.
No, they can't give you permission because it's a legal thing. So we just do it the
we
way
just
we
do
best.
It and ask. I'm sorry.
Greg and our skill set is pushy, aggressive, rude jerks.
Yes.
And that
yes.
used to be bad, and now it's great. Everyone says, please go do that for us.
No, but that's got us into 10 years, Wolfie.
Yeah.
Next month in April is our 10-year anniversary month. We've got some great guests lined up. Some are going to be a little bit of the review from the last 5 years with Mike Cunningham and John Oliver and Peter McPhail.
Our most embarrassing moments. It won't be hard to find.
Those
them.
Will be replayed. Those are on the dark side of the internet. The very dark side.
The listeners are replaying still them in their minds.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. But you know, Wolfie,
yeah,
one of the
exciting things
that we're doing that we might share here with Mike and Ricardo is I work with the food drive. You know, we joke around a lot. But we've given away 250,000 pounds of food, and next Thursday it's all happening again. So
yeah.
what do you think of another food drive coming up?
Yeah, what we're doing is we threaten all of our friends to get the food because it's harder to get now. The Boston Food Bank cut everybody way back, so we've had to go out and be nice to people that we never wanted to be nice to so we can get the food. So
and they didn't recognize you.
No, they called 911. Instead of giving you food, they called 911. So what we need the MEX and the WATD listening family to do is, and we're on a scale now that, listen, one can is nice, but we really need the commercial companies to step up if they have a product that's not selling, or the can is scratched, or, you know, it's close to the stale date, or the extra, the stuff that they got a trailer or something they can't use. Just put that in a Veteran Voice corner.
You know, Wolfie, and what I thought we'd also offer is that if that group would like to come down and set up a table to see how their food is getting distributed, to see that it's going to the right spot. And who knows, you might want to become a volunteer because you'll have such a good time.
Yeah, the Goon Squad is great. So Sheriff McDonald came down with Rose. He's that lieutenant. He's all military. And they had, I don't know what you call it, an aquaculture thing. What do you call it?
Hydroponics.
So
that's
they grow
okay.
stuff with
I
water.
I got that covered.
They grow, my boys, they grow it with water.
Yeah.
So they gave us, every month they're going to give us, you know, cases and cases of fresh lettuce that they're selling. So Sheriff McDonald came by. He knows Greg and I have been on the show and Justin and Jen really well. And he says, I know you boys have been doing pretty good. He goes, but this is impressive.
Yeah.
He was really impressed. He said he couldn't believe how many families that we took care of. How much.
Hey, and you know who else I got a positive response from this week, Wolfie, was Holly Hill Farm in Cohasset.
Wow.
I got them. Wow. It's a little bit early, but they have some beautiful gardens and farm. They have a tremendous amount of produce, and I offered to them to come and share their bountiful harvest with us on the first, the second Thursday of every month. So
yeah, we can just pick that up on the way in, and that's all organic.
Yeah. Oh, it's sure. It's beautiful. You know, it'll be great. It'll be great. We're picking up some steam here.
Yeah, so we got programs for the kids that do it. And so we really need that. And then the other thing that we really need that Greg and I, we'd like to say did on purpose, is it's actually for the people that have cars is good, but we're trying to get to the people that don't have cars, that can't get out, that aren't good enough to get out. So we've been asking everybody that has a big fancy car. I said, I want to see Rolls Royces, chauffeur-driven limousines, and because they're delivering food to the people who can't get out. And that's actually our number one problem right now, is to get it to them. So we had the food drive a couple of months ago, and somebody says, there's a big caddy out here. What should I do?
Yeah.
I said, go over and kiss his hand and thank him.
Yeah, thank him for stopping by and dropping off. Oh, by the way, we're going to have some new graphics for you for the sign displays.
Good, yeah, crappy, just says
wait till they're going to be in plastic.
Oh,
so you leave them up there, and Gail is doing a great job for us.
Yeah,
we're doing it free of charge. But
fabric. Tell them what it is. We never told them what it is. It's the Veteran Voice Radio Food Drive at 130 Enterprise Drive, Marshfield. And I don't know the date. It's next Thursday.
It's next March 14th.
March 14th. And then here by
10:30 or so?
Yeah, we open the line at a little after 10:30 when all the bags are loaded. So if you come at 12 o'clock, you're going to be having a sandwich with Greg and I. That's it.
It's amazing that we used to be open from 12 to 2, and the people just started coming earlier and earlier and earlier. Now they're showing up at 10:30, and by 11:30 we're feeding 100 families or more.
At 10 o'clock, the line was out to 139.
So, you know, that was like, that's a good line, probably 30, 40, 50 cars probably. Wow. And it was like that for the whole duration of the program. And then all of a sudden, we were out of food, and fortunately the line kind of ended. So we played it right, but folks, we need some more, so please keep the donations coming in. Either drop off a card here, any food card you want to drop off to the radio station, just leave them at the front desk, and just contact Wolfie and I.
That food card, we couldn't really figure out how to do that. You know, you get a 25 here and a 50 here, how it'd be fair. So we came up with a good idea because we get some donations. So my sister Kim is the best shopper in the world. So we've been giving her the cards, and then she's been going to, Greg will say, hey, we're out of protein, let's get tuna, let's get chicken. So she'll go to one of the wholesale places, we have some cards, and buy a truckload of really good protein and stuff. So anyone doing the cards or that kind of situation, we figured out a way to really make
it. And that's
that
a lot easier than bringing a couple of bushel baskets of butternut squash, you know? Although we could use a couple of bushel baskets of butternut squash.
As long as a couple of bushels, yes.
Yep. I mean, all kidding aside, We could use a couple of bushels of butternut squash. We could use a couple of bushels of any type of fresh produce. Are you listening, Chelsea Food Market? All the boys with the noses that look worse than yours, Wolfie.
Yeah, leave the guns at the door.
Oh no, they won't show up. Never mind. Yeah. Never mind. Hey, Wolfie, at this point in time, we got to take a break for our advertisers. So let me wave to my friend Larry down there and take it away. We'll be back after these messages. Welcome back. Welcome back, everybody. Greg Brosser, your host of Veterans Voice Radio. And Justin just made a great point to us. Justin, why don't you just take over the speaker there and let everybody know, for the people that are listening from other parts of the country.
You know, we were just talking about the great need here in the Marshfield or South Coast, South Shore area. And I think across the nation, we know that that food shortage is for everywhere. And I just would say that if you're a local radio show or a veterans organization that does the food drives or a counseling on aging that seems to be doing food drives, really reach out to your local folks first, your farmers, your local supermarkets. And, you know, there's a need, and they may come through for it. And it's a baby steps you have to take. You know, no one's going to be driving anymore with the semis or the helicopters driving food because the shortage is there. But as a nation, we need to do more, and it starts locally. You know, it's nice to talk about what the government's going to do, but we know that that's a bigger process. And just showing what one radio station here in the South Coast, or south of Boston to the Cape, and what are we talking, how many pounds have we done in 35
quarter
pounds?
Of a million.
Quarter million pounds. And wouldn't it be nice if every other state or every organization could be doing their part, may not have to be on that grand scale.
Follow our lead, so to speak.
Just follow the lead and tap into those resources. You'd be surprised. You'd be surprised at the people that will step up who, you know, a smaller business or a big business, they'll say, you know what, let's throw 10 cases over here. Let's donate. So I think we need to do that as a nation, and we need to do that locally. And I think at the ground level is where it all starts.
Well, Justin, isn't that part of our nation coming back together again?
Yep.
I mean, we saw after 2/11, after 9/11, there was such a, you know,
wouldn't it be nice to be the day after, huh?
Oh, boy.
I mean, how we were all met neighbors that we didn't know.
It was incredible. Yeah. Incredible.
And just something like a food drive can create that atmosphere. It's a baby
step. It does
step.
Here. It does here. Every month, it creates that atmosphere. It's a carnival. It's a feel-good event. It's a helping-out event. It's a mental health event.
And the people who are given get more out of it than those who get.
Oh, if you can't enjoy yourself handing out cases of food to deserving folks that, by the way, are veterans and non-veterans. Wolfie and I opened this up to non-veterans as well a couple of years ago. We thought there was too much. We can't say no. And at that point, we had extra food. It wasn't a problem.
Yeah, that was easy to give it away.
Now, Wolfie, we haven't got any extras at the end of the day.
No, boy, it's gone. And what we've been doing that's really fun is Greg figured out we just do an assembly line, and then we have the cars drive through. And Tommy Tomatoes stands at the thing, and he has how many people in the family? And he yells, 2, 4, 6. No one listens. They fill the whole car.
Yeah, they do.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter.
We can't see out the window. We fill the car up. They don't get two cookies.
And we have cat food and dog food. You know, so we try to take care of the little furry friends as well. You know, I know that it, with my dog family, that if I had a choice of feeding me or my dog, I'd feed my dog. And we don't want the veterans to have to make that decision. So we give them the choice of nice, rich dog food, cat food. We renew it every month. We had a guy in Waltham that didn't give a damn if we ever saw him for anything. Yeah, bring my cat food.
Yeah, we had to drive up to Waltham.
I got to bring him three bags of cat.
Another thing that we do is we leave the food at the, if they can't come within the time, we leave it at the lobby of the radio stations. And we probably have 10 deliveries. North Shore, South Shore, Western Mass, when the people say, where do you live? Near there, good, drop that food off. So we do deliveries too, so you just call in to Greg at the radio station, we drop the food off too.
And you know, bigger picture, this comes back to, you know, with that lack of food, veterans, especially I'll talk to the veterans community, but it's in general, you know, people get depressed, they feel get down, they start feeling bad about themselves, and what can I do? And, you know, this 988 has been the best thing that's happened in a long time, where you used to have to remember a lot of numbers to call if you weren't doing well. But if you dial 988 at the prompt, press 1, you're going to talk to someone who actually listens. We've tried this. It works. And we're finding that something like 95% of the calls are
98% of the calls
are just there's no more. It's resolved at that level.
We have no a better deal than that. We had a real problem. They called me in the middle of the night. I called up Jen because they're not calling. Some of the people aren't calling. So we just called up Jen and had her call. And he was so mad at her that he's not. He's all set now. So,
he's all set. He yelled at you and barked and snarled at you.
And he's still alive.
Yeah.
Okay, whatever it takes.
You know, we'll help him in spite of himself.
So we have one quick announcement to make before we get into the finale. Is American Legion Post 140 in Hull has a meeting Wednesday, and we're opening it up to the women's auxiliary. So
okay.
That way everything will be efficient, well-run, help a lot
not
more
like
people.
It is now?
Yeah, you and I are out.
That's and as well we should be. Yeah. As well we
and
should
we be.
Are
we going to be bringing these folks with us in July? Are they coming? I mean, let's...
Oh, we'd be delighted. I'll
be
celebrate my birthday July 13th.
It's your birthday too, Mike.
It's my birthday.
Oh, and Harrison
we got the kisses in here.
Oh,
so it's a
boy.
Good, it's a good day to be born.
Maybe Harrison will show up.
I hope so. That'd be great.
We'll have a helicopter in.
You all make it...
With the leapfrog.
So much easier to ask for help. It's one of the biggest problems. With Ricardo and I on our way here, we were talking about just how hard it is to ask for help.
Yeah.
And you create a community. You make it into a festival. You make it fun. And it's a lot easier that way. It doesn't feel like you're weak. It feels like you're just part of a community that's looking out for you.
And, you know, Wolfie came up with a wonderful description of what this event is, Mike. And what it is it's not because Wolfie and I have so much extra time that we can spend, you know, 500 hours organizing this. But we're doing this because the veterans will not show up. And we're trying to trick them to come in, to go come see the leapfrogs.
Right.
To come see the helicopter. To come see the Huey that we have riding in on a trailer. You know, a full-size Huey. Come see the wall that heals. Come find out. Oh, what do you mean I get free eyeglasses? Gee, I don't know. I never signed up, and now I get 10%. And what is that? Now I can do this. Now, last year, well, we get judged by the number of vets that the VA signs up at this event. The last several years, it's been 7, 8, 9. Last year, we had 34 vets sign up that had never taken any VA health care or any VA benefits at all. 38 out of 1,500.
Wow.
Now, this year, we've got the wall that heals coming. We've got the leapfrogs coming. We're doing everything we can to entice all the veterans to come out. We'll have 150 tables of VA benefit providers and folks like yourself and jobs and Parkinson's Pavilion.
Make it easy to ask for help. I love it.
It's all there.
One thing for the listeners. Our school has a SVA, which is basically a Student Veteran Association. For years and years, we come together. We've helped out Home Base in the past. So in a couple weeks, we're going to be deciding what we want this year's priority to be. So,
Michael, what's your phone number, quick? That's our priority.
617-519-4875, 617-519-4875. So if you have a project that you would like our veterans to work on as part of what it means to be a part of our community at the school. Our SVA is something that we really are proud of. It's what keeps the veterans together and gives them
nice
sense that there's something more than just themselves, and we're looking to make a real difference. So please let us know where we should make that impact.
I appreciate you coming in, Mike and Ricardo. Good luck, brother.
Definitely. Thank you.
Best of luck. Thank you. Good night, everybody.